in this bulletin. One Nation claims a major by-election victory in Western Australia. The search continues for more than 100 workers trapped after Nepal's deadly floods. And in sport, Ethiopia's Adisu Gobena sets a new Sydney Marathon record. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Hodson. One Nation has claimed an historic victory in Western Australia, taking the previous safe Labor seat of Secret Harbour. Luke Hurdigan defeated Labor's Georgia Tree 57-42 after preferences, following a sharp swing against the government. Cost of living pressures, housing and concerns about local infrastructure were among the key issues for voters. Hurdigan says his victory sends a message to the major parties that safe seats can't be taken for granted.
The people of Secret Harbour have sent a message. A message that will send shockwaves across the entire country.
The Liberals finished a distant third, with the result also sounding a warning for Andrew Hastie in the overlapping federal seat of Canning. Rescue efforts are continuing for a fifth day after floods triggered by a glacier collapse killed hundreds of people in Nepal and Tibet. Nepal's government has appealed for international help to restore damaged transport and communications, as well as assistance identifying victims, carrying out DNA testing and storing bodies. Finance Minister Swanam Wagle says specialist teams from India and China have arrived to help rescue more than 100 workers believed to be trapped in several hydropower tunnels.
There was a Herculean effort today to find the entryway into the tunnel under the assumption that there are people trapped there. Trishuli 3B and Upper Trishuli 1, you know, these are all major hydropower projects where people might still be trapped. So that effort is continuing today. There are reports that some people might still be stranded in the jungles near the border. That is another area that we would need to look at.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia's engagement with Pacific nations matters more than ever as the region confronts shared economic, security and climate challenges. Mr. Albanese used a speech to the Queensland Labor State Conference to highlight the importance of the Pacific Islands Forum, with leaders meeting in Palau from tomorrow for 5 days. He says climate change is among the biggest challenges requiring regional cooperation.
Our predecessors who joked about water lapping at the shores of our Pacific Island neighbours, it was disgraceful. It undermined our national security and our standing in the region. Taking climate change seriously is the entry price for engaging with our Pacific family. Because for these small Pacific Island nations, climate change is an existential threat. Our position, therefore, is clear. Climate change is happening. The threat it poses is real. And we're ready to help by showing global leadership on cutting emissions.
More Australians with advanced cancer will get cheaper access to a major immunotherapy drug from Tuesday. Keytruda is being expanded on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme to cover bile duct cancer, ovarian cancer and a rare form of skin cancer. Around 700 patients a year are expected to benefit, avoiding costs of around $14,800 per script. The drug will also be subsidised with another treatment for advanced bladder and urinary tract cancer, helping more than 490 Australians each year. And to sport. Ethiopia's Adisu Gobena has won the men's Sydney Marathon in a course record time of 2 hours, 4 minutes and 42 seconds. The 21-year-old former javelin thrower beat the previous course record by more than a minute and a half. This was how the final moments was called on SBS.
Adisu Gobena negotiates the final roundabout here as he heads up onto the cobbles in front of Sydney Opera House and charges inches towards the line. This will be a magnificent victory for the 21-year-old. What a day at the racing for him. The 2026 version of the TCS Sydney Marathon has a new champion, and it has an incredible course record, 204.42.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Hannah Hodson.